Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, joining us as he does, well, normally he joins us on Tuesday when things work out well, but they have been working out well for me here lately, but that's about to change as well. Joining me again from Yuma, Arizona, is one young Dean Weingarten. How you doing, sir?
I am doing better than I deserve. Very well, thank you.
Yeah?
And, what would you like to start talking about?
Well, let's start with this simply because a lot of people are out there saying Remington has they have betrayed the gun industry.
That's mistaken.
Yes.
That's an incorrect assumption.
Would you explain that for me, please?
Well, it's easy to understand why people would think that. Because you have all the old media, or at least most of them, with headlines like this. Sandy Hook family settled with gunmaker for $73 million over massacre. Family, that's the New York Times.
Right.
Families of Sandy Hook victims reached $73 million settlement with Remington. That's National Public Radio. Sandy Hook families reached $73 million settlement with gun manufacturer Remington. That's CNN. Well, the problem with all those headlines is they're false. They're not true. Remington, the gun maker, did not settle with anyone. Because Remington, the gun maker, no longer exists. And it didn't exist when this settlement was made. They didn't settle with the families at all. The people who settled are four insurance companies. Remington had no say in the matter. And if the case had actually gone to trial, Remington probably would have prevailed. The lawsuit was always highly problematic. And another thing about this is since it is a settlement, and people should understand how settlements work because they circumvent the actual legal process, is that one party says, I'll give up this or give you this, and the other party says, okay, and then they go to a judge, and most judge says, well, if you two agree, we'll go with that. So there's no court to appeal to because it's not a judicial settlement. It's an agreement between two parties. And since these insurance companies agreed with the plaintiffs, there's no appeal. There's no... there was no trial. There's nothing to appeal. And it appears to me that these insurance companies decided to make this settlement, even though they probably would have won if they went to trial, because they were woke and they wanted to do something to strike out against gun manufacturers. I mean, it makes no sense because they settled for the maximum amount of their legal liability in the case, the maximum amount they'd insured Remington for.
Question if I may. Does the PLCAA in its wording, does advertising come up in that at all? Is there any sort of, because that's what it was all based
it's
on, right? Advertising.
Specifically, exactly correct. It's not specifically mentioned. And the way that the Connecticut Supreme Court, in a very close 4-3 vote, opinion that it is that the defendant, what happened, there's a, Connecticut has a vague advertising law that says you can't advertise stuff that is illegal or immoral. And what, I mean, I'm really cutting it down, but that's essentially it.
Right.
And then the Connecticut Supreme Court, in its decision that allowed the lawsuit to go forward, said that the plaintiff alleged the defendant's wrongful advertising magnified the lethality of the Sandy Hook massacre by inspiring Lanza or causing him to select a more efficiently deadly weapon.
Well, okay.
Proving
that,
such a, yeah.
So,
and says proving such a causal link at trial may be a Herculean task.
Well,
but they
that's
let the
because,
go forward.
But, you know, Adam Lanza didn't buy the gun.
Exactly. He murdered his mother to get it.
Yep.
I mean, it's an incredible stretch. And, frankly, I think the four people on the Connecticut Supreme Court who voted to allow it to go forward were derelict in their duty as jurists. They should never have allowed it to go forward.
Do you think that if Remington had not been in such financial trouble, do you think they would have tried to have fought it and said, well, let's just go to court. Let's see what they can prove.
I think they would have, because it's, you know, to settle for millions of dollars when you're legally protected from this and you have a very dubious court ruling that'll even allows the suit to go forward, would have been pretty much a death knell for them anyway.
Right.
They had relatively little to lose if they went to court. Now, with the insurance companies, it's a different thing. They're not gun manufacturers. But I think the shareholders of these insurance companies ought to kick their CEOs out of office, because it just cost them $73 million for something they almost certainly would have won in court.
Right. I guess the other question about this for me, does that mean that the parents of Sandy Hook are satisfied now?
I doubt it.
I mean,
but I don't
think,
you know, since the insurers have gone up to their maximum that they were required to indemnify Remington for,
right?
I don't think there's anything left.
Well, I'm sure they'll try to push for something, you know, some sort of legislative thing. But I mean, the issue here that is, I still don't understand how Adam Lanza, how they didn't have to prove that Adam Lanza saw the advertising.
Well, even I think they would have to if it went to trial.
Yeah.
And even then, it's highly dubious. I mean, even if he saw the advertising, he did not buy the rifle.
I would have, you know, I don't know what guns she had. I would have liked to have known what other long guns she might have had, but we're coming up on the first break. Now, this article that we're talking about now, the Remington article, this went up on the 20th of February, so it is still very available at Ammoland.com. Dean writes right now exclusively for Ammoland.com. Well over 1,900 articles there. Every time I do that, I know there's going to be one day when I say that where Dean's going to say, Bill went over 2,000 the other day. So that's coming.
I'll tell you when it happens.
He writes them in multiples of I don't know what. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Sir.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. We just got done talking about Remington. But let's jump to this because I find this whole idea intriguing simply because the left has already done this. In your home state, you have somebody that has submitted a bill to remove suppressors from the prohibited weapons list. Now, are they prohibited already? I mean, you can't buy them at all in Arizona?
Well, Arizona law says that they're prohibited weapons. And then later on, they amend that by saying, if you follow all the federal regulations and get permission and a tax stamp to purchase one federally, you can get one. So they've essentially given up their sovereignty over the issue to the federal government. And there's a number of states that have that. But I think it's a bad idea, especially in this case. And what this proposed bill does, and it's by Senator Wendy Rogers, who has been a stellar conservative, in my opinion, it just removes the part of the law that says anything about silencers or gun mufflers. And that's it. So that in that case, then Arizona will no longer have a law prohibiting the ownership, manufacture, or use of suppressors, and it won't require you to follow federal law to have one. Now, if you still get one and you don't file the Form 1 or 4 and pay the $200 tax, you could be prosecuted under federal law. But there's very few cases that are brought against people for illegal possession of a silencer or a gun muffler under the National Firearms Act. It's in the neighborhood of about 30 a year by the federal government. That's less than one per state. And so if the state doesn't have a law against it, the chances of getting prosecuted for it go way down. I mean, what happens sometimes is that people will have a suppressor and they are a burglar or something like that, and they get caught, and then the people might say, well, this should be prosecuted under federal law, and they'll call in somebody from the ATF, and then there's a prosecution. But like I said, those are really quite rare. So what this does in Arizona, if we amend the law to remove, you know, a safety device from being called a prohibited weapon, then it's another blow against the National Firearms Act and against the idea that safety devices should be subject to a $200 tax and intrusive application process and fingerprints and months of wait in order to get something that in many countries you buy over the counter. So that's now, the idea of it.
So this isn't something where they're now, are they trying to say that, is this law going to fix it to where they're going to say, well, the feds don't really have a dog in this fight, so we'll make our decision?
No, it just removes the state law.
Right, okay.
It just means that it will not be against state law anymore to own or possess, and you won't be required. In other words, suppose that I'm out in the desert somewhere, and I'm shooting, and I've got a gun muffler on, or a silencer on my gun. And a local constabulary, you know, sheriff, deputy, or something like that comes across me. And I'm not violating any state law. Well, they have no reason to mess with me. Even if they see that I've got a suppressor, they might ask about how does it work or something like that, but there's no state law for them to prosecute me under if this goes through.
Yeah. I think it's good whenever they do something like that, but I don't know.
It's a really simple and easy to understand bill. The question is whether there'll be enough push. Now, I know that AZ, Citizens Defense League, has it on their list of bills that they are approved of and are trying to get through. You know, I don't know how much it'll happen. That's one of the reasons I wrote the article, is because I think it's a very good idea to remove these kind of laws. There's already 22 states that do not have state laws prohibiting silencers or suppressors. In those states, the only way you get prosecuted for a suppressor is if the federal government prosecutes you. And as I said, those are rare.
Right.
Texas,
I don't know,
passed that law last year.
Right.
Go ahead. And they went much further. They prohibit their local officials from prosecuting or even cooperating with the federal government on prosecuting suppressors. And if a local official cooperates with the federal government on prosecuting suppressors, and they can be proved to have done that, the state of Texas will remove whatever funding they give to that agency for the next year.
Wow.
Now that's more aggressive.
That's pretty aggressive.
I am all for this in Arizona. It's the best we've got this year, I think.
Right. See, I'm looking for more of the Texas stuff. Simply, and I'll tell you why. Because the Texas stuff means that just like these Second Amendment sanctuary zones, Second Amendment sanctuary states, they've already laid the groundwork for that with all of that sanctuary city nonsense, where they say, "Well, we're not going to do any of that stuff just because we don't like it. We're not going to have you can't come in here and take away illegal aliens. We like them. As a matter of fact, we're going to let them vote."
Yeah, and in Texas, that's close to the bill. Part of the Texas bill, since we're veering off in that direction, is that it required the Texas Attorney General to file a lawsuit in federal court against the federal government to repeal or remove silencers or gun mufflers from the NFA, claiming that it's unconstitutional for them to be there. And I have written an article, it's also on Amaland, about that lawsuit and why I think it has a chance. Now, there's other people who have studied...
let me get you to hold. Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. All these discussions, they just go because I can't tear myself away from them. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations General Assembly voted to reprimand Russia over its invasion of Ukraine and demand that Moscow stop fighting and withdraw its military forces immediately. United States Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We've seen videos of Russian forces moving exceptionally lethal weaponry into Ukraine. which has no place on the battlefield. That includes cluster munitions and vacuum bombs, which are banned under the Geneva Convention.
The General Assembly voted 141 in favor and 5 opposed, with 35 nations abstaining. It looks like drivers are in for more sticker shock at the pump today. Gas prices jumped at least 4 cents overnight. AAA put the new national average at $3.66 a gallon for regular. That's 12 cents higher than a week ago and 26 cents more than a month ago. This is USA Radio News. Former Louisville Detective Brett Hankinson testified in his own defense about actions during the police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Defense attorney Stuart Matthews.
He returned fire in the direction of where he had seen the original shot come from within the apartment. He was attempting to defend and save the lives of his brother officers who he thought were still caught in what they call the fatal funnel in that doorway.
Hankinson was fired by police for shooting blindly during the raid. He fired 10 shots, none of which hit Taylor or her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. No police were charged in the woman's death. Former President Donald Trump, calling the growing Russia-Ukraine situation a holocaust, called for the end to the killing that is taking place and said the escalation has grown because the United States and President Joe Biden are no longer respected. He said in an interview with Fox Business that it's time to work out a deal with Russia to stop the hostilities, and the nation has gotten deeper than they thought possible with Ukraine's strong defense forces. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought by to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Let's shift over, shall we? Let's talk about this guy, the hand loggers.
Oh, man, yeah. I really had a good time reading that book. I did a review on it. That's what's showing up on Amoland. And part of that review is I took a short excerpt, I think it's way under 300 words, of an incident that the author recounted in the book, and it was about a black bear attack. And it was kind of interesting because this guy, known as Hand Logger Jackson, was a kind of a local celebrity. For his skill, for his fair dealing, for the way he handled himself. And he had been in the wilds of Alaska almost continuously for about 50 years at this point. And he believed that black bears just weren't a threat. He just, you know, yeah, never had a problem with black bears until he did. and this big black bear, I mean, he didn't know what it was at first. He just saw the bushes shaking, coming at him. And all he had was a walking stick. That was a sturdy walking stick. And Henlogger Jackson made his living for decades being an extremely precise and powerful axe man in, as his name suggests, hand-logging really big trees on mountain slopes in Alaska, where it was almost vertical down to the ocean. And so when he felled the tree, he had to do it precisely, and the tree then went into the ocean, where then he could finish the job and arrange to have it taken back to be processed, and he did this by contract. So he would often be standing on a 8-inch wide by 5-foot springboard, you know, 150 feet of mountain below him, felling this enormous tree 5 to 12 feet across and cutting it with an axe. So he had to be able to stand on a very small platform and make very precise and powerful swings with his axe. So this bear is coming at him, and he sees that it's a big black bear, and it's clearly charging him, and he's standing on a log, and it comes across this little clearing about 30 foot across, and he's got his walking stick in his hands like an axe, and when it gets within about 18 inches of it, he whacks it as hard as he can across the nose, and it retreats. And so that saved him from a bad mauling or maybe even death. He was 76 years old when
right.
this happened.
Right.
So he, go ahead. Yeah, well, he was not happy. He said, I've been out here 50 years. I've never had a black bear attack me. They ruined their reputation. This black bear ruined his reputation. So he went back, I think it was about a half mile hike to get back to where he had left his rifle. He left it because he said, there's no grizzlies around here. I don't need a rifle out here. And went back, got the rifle, came back, and killed the bear. So he said that bear was a danger to anybody who came across it, basically. And this is all in this book called Handloggers. It's not in print anymore, but there's plenty of used copies out there. And I found it fascinating. I mean, this was a time before there was hardly any motorized transport at all. The only motorized transport you had was steamships and steam locomotives when Handlogger Jackson was growing up. And he ends up in Alaska in the teens and 20s, and he gets married up there, and he makes a living, he and his wife that he met up in Alaska, for about 40 years doing this very precise logging under very dangerous circumstances. And he survived. He didn't die until he was 86 years old. I think he got cancer and died in 1970. But if you like true adventure stories, it's well written. I have to say that Handlogger did a good job. Now, there was another, not exactly a ghostwriter. I mean, Jackson had written several articles for Alaska Sportsman's magazine. So he wasn't just somebody who related the story to a writer who then wrote it down. He wrote it, and then this accomplice, I'll say, went over it and maybe cleaned it up a little bit, probably corrected it and maybe cut some stuff out. It's hard to know. But it wasn't published until 4 years after he died. And it went through 5 reprint. So it was reasonably popular, but, you know, that was back in the middle 70s, and now very few people heard about it. I heard about it because I was researching the old Groner mythology that you find on the internet and start looking about it. There was a huge grizzly was killed in an attack on a person in 1935 in the wilderness of southeastern Alaska. And it was on the Yunik River. And the guy who killed it happened to be brother-in-law of Handlogger Jackson. Now, Jackson wasn't there. Well, he brings the guy who killed it brings this skull, which is, the bear had been shot before, and then and the skull was all deformed. And so he brings the skull and the one of the paws back, and when they skin out the skull, they find some bullets in it. And he, there was an article written by another person who wrote for the Alaskan Sportsman by named F.W. Gabler, and he wrote the original story in 1936. Now, that story is hard to find. But Handlager Jackson did a rewrite of the story in 1953. And that story is easy to find. And there's been numerous republications and rewrites of the 1953 story. Now, the reason I got interested in it, the 1953 story claims that the bear was wounded with a pistol. And that's why I was researching it, because I, you know, say that I include all pistol defenses that we can find and document against bears in the database. There's a, just a little problem, though, and I'm almost ready to write it up. I've just about finished my research, and that's why I got into Handlager. Is the original story in 1936 doesn't mention a pistol. But in 53, suddenly there's a pistol. So I think 17 years after the original story, there was probably a lot of mythology that got into the story from it being repeated around campfires and people speculating on things. And when Handlager Jackson rewrote it, he probably went off what he had heard.
Right.
And didn't even have, likely, the original story, which was printed in a very limited edition, and it's really hard to find.
Well, hang on for me. We got one more break. Dean has 100 or 1,900 articles plus, just like the one we're talking about right now, at amaland.com. We'll be right back talking with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do. And let's finish up with Cash Trudeau, shall we?
It's a good one. I think it's a good time to talk about that, because what has happened is Canada escaped being essentially a communist, well, or fascist, depending on how you look at it, dictatorship, by the skin of their teeth a couple weeks ago. And now we have the Ukraine war going on, and all mention of that is just gone. Nobody's talking about it anymore. I'm sure there's some people up in Canada talking about it, but we had the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, declare a state of emergency and declared it was within his power to say that something was a criminal act that happened 6 months before his declaration and was legal then, and he could punish people by freezing their bank accounts and basically making it just about impossible for them to live in Canada. You know, they couldn't buy food in a lot of cases. They couldn't buy gas. They had no way to get at the money in their bank accounts. And I think the only reason he rescinded that emergency action, well, actually, potentially two. One is that the Canadian Senate was debating whether they would vote to approve of it or not and extend it for 30 days. And if they didn't, they're very likely it would be treated as a no-confidence vote, and the Trudeau government would likely have fallen. So they were still debating it. The House of Commons had already approved of it by a relatively small margin. But in Canada, they do have a Senate. Most people don't realize this. I had to look it up. The Senate is appointed. And when they get 75 years old, they leave the Senate. So it's not subject to elections. They're all appointed by the current prime minister. When a vacancy comes up, then he promotes another senator. And they have serious power, but they never use it, from what I have seen and what I've read about it. Well, it looked like this time they might actually use it to stop the dictatorship that had been declared in Canada. And they were still debating it when Trudeau said, we're going to rescind the emergency measure. And this was only one day after he'd called on the House of Commons to extend it for 30 days. So a day previously, he'd been saying, we have to extend it. A day later, oh, I'm revoking it. And so one of the explanations is that the senators were going to vote against him. The other possibility is that when he declared that by fiat, he could declare that the banks had to obey his whim and they had to seize the accounts and prevent any Canadian that he declared to be, you know, against him, essentially, and stop them from taking money out of their account, started a run on the Canadian banks. I mean, if you had money in a Canadian bank, why would a dictatorship that disapproved of your email from, you know, a year ago, why wouldn't they seize your account? So a huge number of people started taking their money out of the Canadian banking system. And it's probably ruined the Canadian banking system. Who is going to put money in a Canadian banking system when all the prime minister has to do is declare emergency and he can prevent you from having access to any of your money?
Right.
And I happen to know, I won't name him because of obvious potential for repercussions in Canada, a U.S. expat who got Canadian citizenship. He has dual citizenship, U.S. and Canadian. He's well-to-do. And there was a conversation that I was privy to in which he was at, and it was asked, are you going to take your money out of Canadian banks? And this was only a couple days after the Emergency Act. And he said, I don't have any liquid funds in Canadian banks anymore. So there was a serious run on the banks, and it's possible that the bankers were able to convince Justin Trudeau of the idiocy of his actions, or that, you know, it was destroying the Canadian banking system. I don't see the Canadian banking system recovering for years, if ever, because basically, you know, so you can't count on us. Not in Canada. The government can take your money anytime they wanted to. And actually, we're not far off of that in the United States. It's just right. Not as well publicized.
Right. So, I guess the next banking model will... I mean, can somebody, like here in the United States, if I wanted to bank somewhere where outside of the contiguous 48 states, if I wanted to have a bank in a foreign country, is that allowed? Can I get a debit card?
It's allowed, but you're supposed to declare it and report it to the IRS on every tax return.
Well, I wouldn't be doing that. I wouldn't be doing this to dodge the IRS. I'd be doing this to dodge the United States government in the event they decide to go.
The problem is that if the IRS knows about it, you know, it's less secure. But you would have to declare it. When Obama got elected, I thought, you know, it might be a good idea to have some liquid assets in a different country. And I thought Canada would be an interesting place to do it. I mean, not that hard to get to. They weren't at the time considered, you know, horribly risky.
Right.
And I was going to planning a trip to Alaska through Canada at the time. So I thought, well, you know, maybe I just stop off somewhere and get a bank account. But the Obama administration, I was told when I talked to people in the Canadian banking system, that the Obama administration had asked the Canadian banks to prohibit any American citizen from opening up a Canadian bank unless they were a resident account, unless they were a resident of Canada. And that was in 2008, as I recall. It might be 2009, you know. When you get back more than a decade, my memory isn't as clear.
Right.
So there are places that are known to have more secure banks than Canada. Canada, obviously, now has proved to have been a bad choice. But Panama is one of the more secure, and it's often called the Switzerland of the New World for banking. The Cayman Islands are known, but I think they're less secure now. That's been shown in a number of cases. And, of course, there's Switzerland, and there are some others. So, yes, it is possible. It's just difficult. It's not all that easy, and the U.S. government, I think, has tried to make it harder. One of the other things people do is they try to get in is the digital currencies like Bitcoin, and that's one of the things that Trudeau tried to do, too, was to force Bitcoin exchanges to give up information and freeze the accounts of anybody who had a Bitcoin wallet at the exchange. Now, that didn't stop people from having their own wallet, but the exchanges still are fairly popular because you don't need to manage stuff yourself. You can let the exchange manage it for you.
Right.
And Trudeau did everything he could to make those exchanges appear to be insecure as well. And so more and more people will probably not be putting their money into the exchanges. It's one of the reasons that governments don't like Bitcoin is because they don't control it.
Yeah.
And so
we have run out of time. So
it's always a pleasure.
The pleasure is mine. Check Dean out at amoland.com. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.